A group in Bethel has been advocating for decades for a swimming pool so community members can have a safe place to learn to swim. Their efforts finally got a $23 million boost when Governor Sean Parnell signed the state's budget. For member station KYUK, Mark Earhart has more.
Dear Governor Parnell, I think we need a pool because we need people to learn to swim and keep us healthy. Mostly every town has one, but Bethel doesn't.
Dear Governor, please sign the contract so we can learn how to swim and have fun in the pool and slide.
So I can have more fun during the weekends, and so I can swim more, and also so I can learn how to swim without a bubble.
Luke Snow, Bailey Tucker, and Owen Kepler are in the second grade at Bethel's Mikilungut Litnauvat Elementary School. Their class wrote letters to Alaska Governor Sean Parnell asking for assistance in Bethel's effort to get a swimming pool, an effort that is much, much older than they are.
The effort for a swimming pool in Bethel has been ongoing through the decades. In the 50s and 60s, there were people trying to get something for Bethel. In the 70s, when I moved home, an effort was started, and again in the 80s.
Beverly Hoffman is part of the YK Delta Lifesavers, a group that has been lobbying to get a swimming pool in the community for quite a while in its own right.
The Lifesavers started getting active and raising money to show community support in the early 90s.
The group has held everything from dances to bake sales and open gyms, trying to scrape together enough funds for the pool, not just as a place for kids to play or blow off steam, but as a way to potentially save lives.
The first summer that we started our group, there were over 17 drownings in the YK Delta.
The city of Bethel has gotten behind the project, donating the project site and even adding a half-cent city sales tax that has raised around $3 million since 2007. But in an area where materials have to be barged in and milk can even reach upwards of $9 a gallon, $3 million wasn't even close to enough. The city asked the governor for $24 million and received close to that amount, $23,075,000 to be exact. Hoffman thinks that the money will be enough.
It's all doable. The cost was in $2,015. And, you know, with the high cost of fuel and all of that, it's good to have that buffer.
Hoffman says she thinks that the pool could be open in as early as 2 years from now. And that would be just fine for a certain group of future fourth graders.
I think it means to me that it's really exciting and that so everybody can learn how to swim so they can have fun.
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.